face I'll see. Just any day now, my Lord is coming. He'll be returning, amen, for you and me. Oh, I am watching, and I am waiting. Just any day now, His face I'll see. Just any day now, my Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I am watching and I am waiting. Just any day now, His face I'll see. Just any day now, my Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I am watching and I am waiting. Just any day now, His face I'll see.
I'm waiting and I'm watching. He'll be right on time. Amen. Amen. What a great day, amen. Just any day now, His face I'll see. Everybody together. Just any day now, I'm watching and I'm waiting, amen. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I am watching and I am waiting. Just any day now, His face I'll see. Amen. Just reach over there to your brother or sister and say good morning to you. God bless you. Amen.
And I am waiting just any day now, His face I'll see. Amen, right? Just any day now, my Lord is coming, amen. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I am watching and I am waiting. Just any day now, His face I'll see. Just any day now, amen. I love Him, and I'm waiting, and I'm watching, and He'll be right on time. Amen. God bless you this morning. It might be cold on the outside, but it's warm on the inside. Amen. God bless you this morning. Just don't want to take too much time this morning. We want to get right to the message. We have close to 2 hours to hear directly from God's voice to this generation, the voice of God. We want to emphasize that. It's the absolute for this hour, for the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's our absolute. Brother Branham said it was perfect in itself and unlimited in its power. That's an absolute. That's this message. So as we do, we want to take the prayer request before the Lord. And we want to reach out and touch the Lord. I have requests on my heart. I'm sure you do. But the Lord knows every one of these requests written out here. He sees every hand. We just want to reach out and touch the Lord. We know if we ask according to His word, He'll answer. will receive it.
Because he's perfect in all his ways. He doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't miss it. It's perfect. It's reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
You know what, brothers and sisters? Would you just do something a little bit, do a little different maybe? Let's take each other by the hand. And let's not pray for ourselves. Let's pray for the next person sitting by to us. Let's pray for one another. I'll pray for you. You pray for me. And let's just bow before him. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for Jesus Christ. Thank you for Calvary, Lord. You purchased our salvation. You purchased our healing, Lord. You made the way. You sent us, Brother Branham, with us, saith the Lord. You placed it there on that tape, Lord. You stored it up, Lord, for us that we can have something to eat, Lord. Lord, we gathered here this morning, Lord, under expectations. We're just looking to you, Lord. Feed us upon your word, Lord. Prepare us for the coming of the Lord. We have needs upon our heart, Lord. Pray for the people, Lord. Each one that raised their hands, Lord. It might be a loved one that's not in, Lord. Just reach out and save them, Lord. Pull them into you, Lord. It might be somebody that's sick, Lord. Just heal them. Bless and be with them, Lord Jesus. Be with each one, Lord, that's gathered here this morning, Lord. Each one that's got someone by the hand, Lord. Meet that need, Lord. It may be a spiritual, a financial, whatever it is, Lord. We're looking to you, Lord. Your ways are far beyond our thinking or our ways or anything about it. Lord, you're perfect. So, Lord, we just yield ourselves and commit ourselves to you, Lord. We want you. And we don't want anything else, Lord. We love you. Be with each one, Lord. And Lord, as a body of this church, Lord, we ask that you be with Brother Joseph, Lord, this morning. Encourage him, Lord. Lord, just wrap your arms around him, Lord. Just give him that comfort. That encouragement, that strength that he needs, Lord, whatever that is, grant it to him, Lord, this morning. And Sister Valerie also, we don't want to leave her out. Be with your bride around the world, Lord. We love you, Lord, with all our heart. Bless his service now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's reach out.
Touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes.
One more time.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Amen. You may be seated. So wonderful to be here this morning. Just excited to see what's in store for this message. And truly, in our hearts, I believe this song will ring true. It's glory to His name. Amen. How many feel that in your hearts? Amen.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, and down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was a blood applied, singing glory to His name. Oh, glory to His precious name. Glory to His wonderful name. And there to my heart was a blood applied. Oh, glory to His name. And I am so wondrously saved from sin. And Jesus so sweetly abides within. And there at the cross where He took me in, singing glory to His name. Oh, glory, glory to His precious name. Oh, glory to His wonderful name. Was a blood applied, singing glory to His name. And oh, precious fountain that saved from sin. And I am so glad I have entered in. And there Jesus saves me and keeps me clean, singing glory to His name. Oh, glory, glory to His precious name. And glory to His wonderful name. And there to my heart was the blood applied. And glory to His name.
Gracious Heavenly Father, how we thank You for this honor and privilege You've allowed us this morning. We thank You, Lord, for Your goodness and Your grace. We thank You, Father, for Your blessings upon us this morning, Lord. We just ask as we come to this part of the service, Lord, that You bless each giver. Father, that You'd use it for Your honor and glory, Lord, and that Your name would receive all the honor and glory and praise. For we ask it in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Was the blood applied, singing glory to His name. And come to this fountain so rich and sweet, and cast thy poor soul at my Savior's feet, and plunge in today and be. Saved from sin, and Jesus so sweetly abides within, and there at the cross where He took me, oh glory.
Lean on Jesus. Yeah.
Number 2. There's so many quotes. I told Brother Joseph I just have to paste the whole message and text it to you to tell you all the quotes that are so outstanding, just the whole message. I'd like to share one of them with you this morning. Brother Brown said, quote, Paul said, let us go on to perfection now. We're talking about perfected. And if we'll run this down, you'll find out the perfected is the elected. I'll prove it to you in a few minutes by the Bible. It's the elected who God, before the foundation of the world, seen every one of them. And he sent Jesus to redeem that people, not the whole world. He wanted to, but he had to make a way for those. And the only way he could do was send Christ, that he might come the propitiation of our sins, that those who have been elected he could bring to him in glory. End quote. I love it. Let us go on to perfection. This message is perfection. You know, the other day, Satan was pushing all the different buttons. You know what I was talking about? You ever had that happen to you? Just mind battles, this, that, the other. And I was telling Brother Joseph, I went home, got home, I was talking with my wife, we were on the road home. When I got home, I said, honey, I said, would you listen to a tape with me? I didn't care about nothing else. Nothing else mattered. It was just, all I knew was get to that tape and push play. Hit the reset button. And it'll take care of everything. Just hit that tape. Now, I don't know what you're going through this morning or what's going on. But I know one thing. We're fixing to hit the play button. Just put everything else out
and let Him speak to you. Because the Holy Spirit's going to be here and He's going to speak to you. It's going to be there for us. We can count on it. It's going to be there for us. Without a doubt, it's going to be there. I'm convinced of it. I know it to be the truth. What an honor to be here with you this morning, a portion of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to introduce to you God's prophet and messenger for this age, Brother William Marion Branham, who has thus saith the Lord, and every part of this message is perfect. Every portion of it will come to pass exactly to the dot. Without question. The bride is standing right there. She knows who she is, and she knows who He is. And she's not going to move from that one inch. Amen. I'm excited about it. I'm thrilled about it. I know it's the truth. It's the absolute for this day. Let us go on to perfection. Amen. As we sing, Only Believe, let's get ready to hear, Thus saith the Lord. Amen. It's only believe. Only believe. This time it's a privilege and an honor to welcome Brother Branham to this pulpit to speak to us. Hebrews chapter 6, number 2. Thus saith the Lord. Amen.
Study His precious word.